Jaya Radhe, Jaya Krishna, Jaya Vrindava, scriptures that the dust of Vrindavan is Chintamani dust. Wish-fulfilling jewels are there on the earth. The place in itself points us into another dimension, way, way beyond the material world, where Radha and Krishna have their pastimes. The only way to this dimension is to follow the words of the scriptures and the saints. When the evening comes and you want to find a nice sheltered tree, you follow the parrots who fly home. In the same way, when the evening of your life appears and you want to find shelter at the lotus feet of Radha and Krishna, you follow the words of the sadhus and the scriptures. The first thing which a pilgrim does who goes to Vrindavan is he asks for blessings to see the real Vrindavan. One way to do this is to go to the river Jamuna and do a little puja. This lady will be helpful for you to give you a little leaf cup of flowers where there is a ghee-wick. You can light it, and then it can flow down the Yamuna and you can pronounce your wish or in your pilgrimage to Yamuna Devi. Sacred water, either rivers or ponds, like here's Radhakund, are always approached as gates, you can say, or portals or doorways to the spiritual dimension. It is said if one chants the Radha Kripa Kataksha Stava for 1008 times in this sacred pond, one will definitely become a servant of Radha. What would a holy place be without a temple in which sacred activities are done? Before you enter one of the many temples, you should never forget to sound a bell. The bell announces to the Lord, "I'm coming now, my Lord, to have your darshan. I have searched for the bell in this temple, but not yet found it, but I will keep searching in another year." In the temples, there are spiritual activities which are done. Here you see the Bhagavatam is read. Kirtan is another one. So these books are not just books which contain information. These books are very, very powerful words that affect transformation. Bhakti is very simple. Radha loves Krishna. I hope you will too. We will go now to one of these places. Some of you recognize this. This is the temple of Sriji. It is said in Nandagram is the government, no wrong, the parliament of Vrindavan, because there's Krishna Balaram. But the actual government which does everything is in Vashana. Yes, everything is done by Radharani's mercy in Vrindavan. Vrindavan is sweet because of Radha's sweetness. Vrindavan is merciful because Radha there is the queen who knows everyone, including the trees and the animals in Vrindavan, like a proper queen knows all its citizens, her citizens. So we will go now through Vashana on a little parikrama, and I will not say much, except look out for the place called Sanchari Kor. There on the rocks you will find a little yogurt. Always it's the yogurt stains from a certain discussion between Radha and Krishna, who is the actual owner of Vrindavan. And you can imagine who won, Radharani. Jaya Vrindavan, Jaya Radha. These are the yogurt stains of Sanchari Kor. And here the divine couple argues even on this day about who's the owner. Please let us sing. Jaya Radhe, Jaya Krishna, Jaya Vrindavan, Si Govinda, Gopinatha. To explore what is beyond the doors. When you feel this inquisitiveness, when you feel this calling, always follow it. You will discover always something wonderful. Please sing. Shyama Kunda, Radha Kunda. They can't hear you. You must sing louder. Shyama Kunda, Radha Kunda, Giri Govarda. This is an intelligent cow. She opens the water faucet, and after she has drunk, I saw 20 times, she closes the water faucet. Not like a young bhakta who forgets to... Hare, everyone, Hare Krishna. Hello. Hare Krishna. Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. All these animals in Vrindavan are really special. Once I was eating my Krishna and Baladam cake, to which I was very, very, very attached. And then this little chipmunk came and started to eat my cake, with me, my cake together. And I thought, no, no, it's my cake. But then I remembered how Prabhupada said, let everyone live in Vrindavan. Let everyone stay in Vrindavan in unity, without quarrel. And I shared my whole Krishna Balaram cake with the chipmunk. You can be so happy with so little. He may have only two balls to play with. One is in his hand, one is in the air at the moment. But he sees the universes spinning around in these balls, and Krishna directing everything. Haridev, that's his name. He's extremely strong when he has his stick and can drive away the heavy gorilla monkeys. Oh. Please, let us look at these people who see Krishna. Let us look in their eyes and sing. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Pullova, that is one of Braj Care's activities. We make these very beautiful and especially warm pullovas and distribute it to the residents of Vrindavan when the winter comes. Just now we have, I think, 3 tons of these pullovas being shipped from Russia where they are made, and we distribute to all the freezing sadhus. This is a person who chants 128 rounds a day minimum. Yes. If you want to arrange a marriage, here is your marriage card. Let us walk a little bit more through Vrindavan. As we walk, we will come to Giriraj Govardhan. It's good if we continue to sing, because this is good for our parikram mood. Please sing.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna, Krishna,
Giriraj ki jai.
Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare devotees, let us pray to Giriraj a prayer. Let us join this praying devotee, and the prayer is, O Giriraj, I pay my humble obeisances to you. You are the greatest of Krishna's worshipper. You take away unlimited miseries, and instead exchange these miseries with the highest bliss. So please repeat after me.
Namaste Girirajaya.
Please.
Namaste Girirajaya.
Shri Govardhana Namine, Ashesha Klesha Nashaya, Paramananda Dayine. Have you left Slovenia, and do you stand already before Giriraj Govardhan? If you pray this, my dear devotees, keeping really in mind your spiritual desire, what your desire in Krishna consciousness is, it will be fulfilled. Giriraj is the fulfiller of all desires. Therefore, we will chant this one more time a little later. Just next to Giriraj is this beautiful ashram where the owner, Dinabandhu Baba, is very friendly to devotees. He keeps cows there. And just this, you know, the steps upwards, behind him is this little gate, metal gate, and then up is this tree. I was once sitting under the tree chanting, and it was hot, and I told this to Moksha Rubi's Manditangi's children today. I was praying, oh my dear Lord, please send some cooling rain. So I was there, all of a sudden a very beautiful rain came on me. And I rubbed it all over my face, and then as I came with my hand to my nose, I thought, oh no! Toy, Moimon urine, that is monkey urine. And I looked up into the branches of the tree, and I saw a monkey laughing and laughing and laughing at me. And he was aiming his pipe a second time on me. And zoop, again it came. And I thought, oh, after all, I'm not such a great devotee. Krishna fulfills all my desires. So I was getting, in fact, extremely upset from the highest stage of trance in Krishna consciousness. I became an ordinary revengeful person from Hamburg. I picked up a stone and was going to, you know, kill the monkey. Not exactly, but throw it at him. When this one sadhu came by and saw me doing what you should not do in Vrindavan, that is, become angry at any one of its residents. And he said, no, 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 shanti, shanti, shanti. And then he looked at me and he saw I was miserable and needed a solution. So he said, I have umbrella. So he came and he went somewhere to some courtier and then came back with an umbrella in case the monkey would aim a third time at me. You know, Prabhupada wrote about this. The monkeys are very mischievous in Vrindavan. But in Vrindavan, the mood is, let everyone live. Krishna fed butter to the monkeys, you know. No enmity. This is Govinda Kund, where Krishna was crowned the real king of the cows. The cows had complained, oh Indra, you are no longer our lord. You sent so much rain that we almost drowned. We are no longer your subjects. We will take charge now of another ruler. He is our ruler. His name is Govinda. Yes, the lord of the cows, no? See how beautiful this is. If you need sometimes peace in Vrindavan, and if you feel you can't get peace in Loi Bazaar, go to Govinda Kund. There it is a different story. Please also know that all the trees in Vrindavan are desire-fulfilling trees. So you should watch what you are desiring. As I said, more misery is created by prayers that are actually answered than prayers that go unanswered, because so many people do not know what to pray for. So here is one Giriraj who looks exactly at you. Please find your Giriraj. It shouldn't be difficult. I found mine. My one. Wait a minute. My one is this. It cannot. But if you see this and go down a line, then it's not the red one, but the black one. He is my Giriraj. But I can imagine Mukunda's Giriraj is, if you go here, 1, 2, 3 down. Anyways, you please pick Radhanamani. You have found your Giriraj? Good. So now let us pray sincerely to Giriraj. Please repeat. Namaste Giri Rajaya, everybody.
Namaste Girirajaya
Shri Govardhana Namine Ashesha Klesha Nashaya Paramanandaine Here you see us at the Govardhan retreats. This is in the Pandal, but we also meet outside in the forest. This is our forest. Can you believe it? This was given to us by Giriraj, not to own, but to be the stewards. Stewards means to take care of the place by keeping it green and clean. So there is regularly irrigation going on, and we clean it. And there we listen really about the deeper aspects of Krishna consciousness. It's really very nice, and we often have visits. Like here is our His Holiness Indradumna Maharaj. What will Indradumna Maharaj do? Sing and dance, no? Here we are all very blissful and jumped very high. Yes, but let us, these are annual retreats, let us come back. Vrindavan is a mystical, let me use another word, a very spiritual place. That means it's deepest reality is beyond the senses. It's called aprakat, not manifested for the senses. So you go and ask, for instance, at the bank of Yamuna to have entrance into Vrindavan. I strongly recommend, if you really have a deep question in Krishna consciousness which has not yet been answered, get one of these boats and just spend maybe not a day, because it can be very hot in the noontime, but maybe afternoon, 4 o'clock to whenever the sun sets, and just stay in the Yamuna. Close your eyes and drift away, or close your eyes and pray away. That's better. Then, filled with ecstatic love, will I serve the splendid, wonderfully playful, fair and dark, youthful divine couple, as they are served by a host of beautiful gopis, bringing many splendid offerings. They enjoy wonderful transcendental pastimes in a beautiful pavilion of flowering vines, under a desire tree by the Yamuna's shore in Vrindavan's forest. It's a lot of words. The simple translation of meaning is, when will I serve Radha and Krishna? As they are served by their assistants, their gopis. And when will I really meet them? As they are in their own playful forest by the banks of the Yamuna, no? So the last part of our presentation, I will not say anything. I will just describe to you in pictures one experience which we had last year. No, it was the year before the last year. Either 2018 or 2017, I am not sure now. We went with the devotees from the Govardhan Retreat Center, or the Govardhan Retreat, I'm sorry, to a place called Surabhikund. In Surabhikund, offenses which one has done against Krishna or the holy name are forgiven. And we decided, let us take the devotees in the evening by a candlelit path to this Surabhi Kund and chant. And how the Kund looked and what happened, you will see as you chant yourself. I just want to say, on one of the pictures, you can maybe look in the right corner and you will see us chanting there. Maybe I can ask you, Gokovinda, to then get up and show it on the screen. Please, let us sing. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare in which oil and a ghee is there. That's how this works. But it is a symbolic picture. On the left side of the path, there is Giriraj, whom we can't see at the moment. This path, if you would follow it for about 1.5 kilometers, this is really a long lit path, it would lead you to the place which we have just seen, Surabhi Kund, lit in the night by the oil lamps and by the kirtan. This is a symbolic picture. It wants to show that the path is lit. It's clear. It is before our eyes. Now it is up to each single one of us to walk it and see where it will lead us to. This picture, in my mind, represents the path of Krishna consciousness. Srila Prabhupada has really explained all the elements which are necessary for full Krishna or God realization. The path is visible for all of us who read the books, who hear the teachings of Srila Prabhupada in his lecture form, who discuss with the older devotees. The path is there. It invites each single one of us to walk. When you do a journey, an important journey, you have to sort out your luggage. There are some things which really you have to leave behind, because what will, I don't know, what will certain things, they're not helpful in Vrindavan, you know. So and other things you need to put in your luggage. You may, you know, when you go to Asia, don't forget mosquito spray, for instance. Or a good vitamin C thing, or line where you can hang your cloth which you have washed in the bucket. So certain things need to be left behind, and certain things need to be taken. As we have heard, to accept things which are favorable and to reject things which are unfavorable. And then you have a good luggage in the form of Prabhupada's books and instructions and the service, so that you can really confidentially, with hope and enthusiasm and inner security, walk forward on the path of Krishna consciousness and reach your transcendental destination.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Bhava, here I am. The voice in the darkness with the form now. I thank you all very much for participating in this program. Hare Bhava. It was a genuine pleasure to present this to all of you. Ananta, I'm happy that you had the chance to see it, because it gives us so much refreshment to see the Holy Dham. Also, I was happy to sit next to Mrigenda and Brijbasi is also there, has seen everything. So not much more is to be said, except the path is lit. Now it's up to each one of us to walk it. I'm also using the opportunity to say goodbye. If you will kindly allow me, I will have to now leave the temple room, and I can't talk for so many because I need to catch a very inhumanly early flight tomorrow and with Gaur Krishna. So it has always been my great pleasure to be in the Ljubljana temple. And by the way, it was always at the end of my South European tours. I would be in everywhere, you know, like Belgrade and Zagreb and Macedonia and all these exotic places. And then at the end, before going back to Europe, I acclimatized in Slovenia, which is not so super exotic and so wild. This time it was no exception. I wish each single one of you a lot of mercy from your beautiful and wonderful deities. And that your services which you do in this country, which are outstanding and they keep on amazing us again and again, that you will get the necessary support in your life. All the best for you, and Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna.